It's the first blog of the month again, so you know the drill. We're trying to incorporate a little change from my book, Finding Your Inner Moose, into our life each month, hoping it becomes a habit. Our aim? Living the good life, of course. July just flew by, didn't it? We're already on Chapter 8. I can't die today because if someone saw the state of my house, I'd die. In other words, we're talking decluttering, folks. Decluttering your house and your mind. The moose sheds its antlers every fall and grows new ones in the spring. So all winter long, the moose doesn't have any antlers. This makes it easier for him to forage for food. You know, come February, when the pickings are slim, those antlers could get stuck on things and that could be downright dangerous. So losing them is a real advantage. Still, after months of wearing the massive tiara on his head, it must feel kind of vulnerable. The thing is, the new antlers grow back bigger and better. How cool is that? And fast, too, up to an inch a day. All they have to do is make it through the winter, and come spring, things turn around for them in a major way. We can certainly learn a lot from a moose on this one. I love this idea and know it to be true. If you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, unable to see the forest for the trees, decluttering will put things on an even keel again. Clean your house, a room, a drawer. How about a mental house cleaning? Get it out of your head and onto a list, then you can nick it off. Look at the folks you're hanging around with. Do they support and energize you? If not, let them go. Look at any area of your life that's feeling logy. If you want something new, you gotta make room for it. That said, the period between letting go and receiving can be a little uncomfortable at best and a real bitch if the change you're trying to make is a big one. Hang in there. The right thing isn't always the easy thing, and things may not move along on your timeline. But trust me on this, decluttering will get the energy moving. Hindsight's 2020. Looking back at your life, were you ever faced with a major decluttering dilemma? How'd it turn out? Have you ever said, "What did I see in that guy? How come I stuck with him as long as I did?" Have you ever had your heart set on a new house that didn't work out? Finally, you realize it just wasn't meant to be. You let it go, and bam, you find the perfect place. You and your spouse are still saying to each other, "Thank God we didn't buy that house." I remember taking a couple of bags of clothes to Goodwill a few years back. I even got rid of some favorites I'd been hanging on to, hoping I'd fit into them again. "This is a nice looking dress," I thought, "still in good shape. It deserves to be worn." To be honest, I felt a little queasy when I dropped off the bags. But a few weeks later, I went shopping at Macy's and found amazing deals on a few great outfits. And when I see these new clothes hanging in my closet, I feel happy, not like a failure, which is how seeing the old clothes made me feel. By decluttering, I changed how I feel when I open my closet door. Is there something in your life that served its purpose, but you're still holding on to it? Could be a thing, a person, a group, a way of doing something, a way of looking at something. Shed those antlers, baby, and trust that something bigger and better is on its way, because it is. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.